You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Camp Fire in Northern California is by far the deadliest and most destructive fire in state history. While the victims deal with the immediate aftermath of disaster, people affected by last year's Wine Country fires are in the middle of a long rebuilding process. It's a cycle that some people think we'll need to get used to in this increasingly fire-prone state. But one silver lining? Starting over means an opportunity to build differently with the environment and climate change in mind. KALW's energy and environment reporter Angela Johnston has more.
One of the things Gina Jacob remembers from the night of the fires is the sound of her wife's bare feet running down the street as she tried to wake their neighbors up.
I could just hear her feet hitting the pavement so hard, banging on doors, windows, trying to alert people because everybody was asleep.
The next morning, their Larkfield Estates subdivision was completely erased by the fire. More than a year later, though, the neighborhood sounds like this. Jacob's neighbors are in all stages of home reconstruction. Her family knew it would be expensive, but they decided they wanted to stay here in the neighborhood almost immediately. This was their home.
I love my neighborhood, and it draws me here, and I also feel like it gives me an opportunity to be a part of rebuilding a neighborhood instead of walking. I really want to see this come back together.
So the day after the fire started, Jacob contacted an architect and a builder. But almost a year later, she hasn't started building yet. I meet her on the dirt plot of land where her old house used to stand, where she lived with her family for almost 20 years.
You walked up here, and here you can see the remaining of the building pad. So we had two bedrooms in the front, and then the living room was here to the left, and then as you went through the foyer area.
They had problems with their insurance, and like a lot of fire victims, that slowed them down. On top of that, supplies like concrete are in high demand and expensive.
Getting to put a foundation in, it takes, you know, a lot just to get to that point.
Another challenge, sewage. Larkfield Estates is an old subdivision built in the 60s. Before the fire, every home was on a septic system, not connected to Santa Rosa's central sewer system like the rest of the city. Septic systems are like mini wastewater treatment plants underneath each home.
And then it's going into your ground, basically seeping into the ground.
They can be incredibly efficient when they're well maintained, but these are old and many don't meet the current county standards. If they break, they can contaminate groundwater, something that's extremely precious in drought years. Even before she lost her home, Jacobs was worried about her system.
I felt like I was already on borrowed time with my septic system. You know, they may not be meant for 100 years or, you know, maybe not even past 30 years, and I'm now approaching 45 and up to 50 years.
So when the Sonoma County Water Agency came to her and the rest of her subdivision with the idea of connecting the entire neighborhood to the main sewer line, she thought it could be a good opportunity. Then she heard the price.
They said it's going to cost, you know, $57,000 and more.
Per home?
Per home, per homeowner. And that was just like, whoo!
They complained, and the water agency shaved off a couple thousand dollars. But the entire neighborhood, all 140 homes, had to buy in. It was all or nothing.
It started, you know, creating friction, of course. And that's what I didn't want to happen with our neighborhood.
On top of all the rebuilding costs and insurance shortfalls, any extra time and expense could be prohibitive. So the water agency came back with another plan, $45,000 with a low interest rate loan. And if you wanted to keep your old septic system, you could.
This opportunity isn't cheap, but it allows us as homeowners to choose sustainability for our rebuild.
More than half of the 140 homes in Larkfield Estates are choosing to connect to the sewer line. But it's not just about water. Rachel Kuykendall thinks big changes can be made if Santa Rosa rebuilds with cleaner energy options, like electric versus gas.
Right when the fires hit, it was actually very interesting because we're a bit unique as a utility.
She works for Sonoma Clean Power, a local PG&E alternative. They found that if you build a house completely electric, it's the equivalent of taking 3 cars a year off the road.
Unlike an investor-owned utility, we're not-for-profit, and really our mission is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So that was really a moment for us to step back and say, how can we help our community rebuild, and how can we help them rebuild better?
Their answer was providing money for people who decide to rebuild their homes with clean power. One person who considered taking them up on the offer is Barry Hirsch. He lives up the road from Gina Jacob and knew his home was destroyed when a friend texted him a picture the day after his family evacuated.
I wouldn't have known it was my place. There was nothing. You know, there was nothing. It was all gone.
Hirsch is a retired contractor and knew he needed to get the ball rolling right away.
I mean, I've built houses my whole life, and I was just prepared to go, like, you know, we had propane up here before, and I had a gas water heater, gas cooktop, all that kind of stuff, and that's what I was going to do.
But then he heard a Sonoma Clean Power talk about energy-efficient homes.
And I thought, that sounds cool. So I started investigating it more, and so I got really into it, and I said, man, if I'm going to build a house, why should I just build an old crappy house? My house was nice, but...
One thing led to another, and soon Hirsch was buying an electric hot water heater and drawing plans for rooftop solar, building an 100% electric home.
There we go.
When I meet Hirsch at his place, contractors are putting the final touches in the kitchen before he gets ready to move back in, installing an electric stove, just in time for Thanksgiving. Some of Hirsch's neighbors are also installing solar and other energy-efficient appliances, but it's been difficult to get others on board.
It just kind of slows the process, and people are in a rush to get a house built. So that complication of doing that stuff does not make the program desirable for everyone.
Rachel Kuykendall is dealing with the same issues at Sonoma Clean Power. How can they help get people in greener homes faster, and how can they do it without turning people away altogether? They're offering almost $18,000 in incentives for specific items like electric car chargers, extra insulation to keep a house warm, and solar panels. But this is still out of reach for a lot of people. So far, only a couple hundred have signed up.
Some people will look at Sonoma County and say, oh, everyone's really rich. They don't need this. But what they don't realize is we lost a lot of low-income homes, and it hit a lot of folks who just financially can't do this.
And it's not just homeowners who lost their places to live. It's also renters. Kuykendall says they're looking at ways to work around this, like collaborating with an affordable housing developer and a mobile home park to see if they can rebuild a low-income multifamily building 100% electric. In Larkfield Estates, Gina Jacob points out empty lots, some of her neighbors that couldn't afford to stay.
You have a lot of elderly people that lived in this neighborhood, senior citizens, and why would they want to add a mortgage? You know, to rebuild when their house was paid off.
As we walk out of where her driveway would have been, we almost trip over a pumpkin plant popping out of the dirt and debris.
What's this right here?
We plant pumpkins every year, and they were usually planted back there. And I guess with the debris cleanup and then moving everything around, it just reseeded itself.
Seems like it's kind of a good metaphor for the whole...
Yeah, absolutely. It's just an example how... something can be just totally taken out by a fire, but yet life can return.
In Santa Rosa, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Angela is KLW's energy and environment reporter. If you've got a tip for her, reach her at environment@klw.org.